The Boston Marathon bombings in April of 2013 is the type of tragedy that has become all too familiar on the world stage. When a disaster of that magnitude hits, it is always the resilience of the people that shows through, a fact not lost on Centennial Farms owner Don Little Jr., who wanted to shine some light on the people of Boston by naming a cult in their honor.
The tragedy happened at the Boston Marathon last year, and Boston Strong was the name that had come out of that tragedy, and I tried to get that for a name, and the Gatzes brothers from New Hampshire, who owned Sovereign Stables, had already scooped that name up. And 2 weeks after following the bombing, my wife, Holly, was at a Bruins game with Kim and Charlie Jacobs, and they were just chatting. I mean, not talking about naming the horse, but, you know, that's sort of part of the fun of ownership as well as naming horses. Kim just casually said, well, Boston Strong is great, but, you know, it always should have been Wicked Strong because it's so Bostonian.
In New England, Wicked has long been used as the operative adverb, like Wicked Cool and Wicked Tough. But one thing Wicked Strong has always been is wicked good.
He's by hard spun out of a charismatic mayor, Moyne Abbey. You know, he was what we were looking for and what we always look for in yearlings. He had a great presence about him, keen eye, big shoulder, good length of stride in his walk, had a little lucky dark spot on his shoulder, like I call it. He was one of three horses in the partnership that we put together that year, and as of right now, he's sort of the lead dog in the pack.
Wicked Strong is the type of colt that makes a trainer want to get out of bed every morning, as Jimmy Jerkins discovered right away.
You know, he showed a lot of talent as soon as he got to Belmont week of last year, and Jimmy has done a masterful job. His first race, he was second, and I don't know whether it was powers that be or whatever. It just sort of came into my mind, boy, with his name, it'd be great to give something back. And I approached all the partners in the partnership about the idea of donating a portion of his earnings to the One Fund to help the victims and families of last year's tragedy. And there wasn't one person in the group, and there's 28 partners, so it's a fairly large partnership. There wasn't one person in the group that didn't agree with something that we should do, and they were all hugely in favor of it.
There's a lot of money on the line for the One Fund and a lot of history to be made, but Wicked Strong enters the Derby with the credentials to seal the deal.
Jimmy's a master horseman, and, you know, saw things in him that showed to him that he was worth and had the talent and the wherewithal to compete at the highest level, and lo and behold, you know, his performance in the wood was pretty impressive, if not spectacular.
Centennial Farms is no stranger to Triple Crown success, capturing the 1993 Belmont Stakes with Colonial Affair.
Our goal is to get new people in racing, and the nice thing about, yeah, there are a lot of partners, but half of them, this is their first go-round. You know, it's always hard to duplicate, but I said, well, we've done it once, we can do it again, just stick around for a while.